For Blue Ridge Public Radio, I'm Smoky Mountain News staff writer Corey Valancourt. Like election results from across the country, results from across the state show a mixed bag with some Republican gains, but also some important setbacks. The same goes for Western North Carolina, where the political landscape will change, but not by much. An expected blue wave prophesied by Democrats didn't exactly materialize on November 6th, and Haywood County Republican Party Chairman Ken Henson thinks he knows why.
I do think that people are tired of wanting to go towards socialism. They don't want a part of socialism. I think the Democrat Party has went towards socialism. People's fed up with it.
Haywood Republicans, along with the rest of the western part of the state, saw many of their candidates perform well, including Congressman Mark Meadows, who handily defeated his closest of two opponents by more than 20 percentage points. Republicans also flipped the Haywood Commission from a 3-2 Dem majority to a 4-1 advantage with the elections of Republicans Mark Pless and Tommy Long speaking here at the Haywood County GOP headquarters.
You know, I'm just glad that Haywood County's put the confidence in me, and I want to say thank you.
Burnsville Republican Rep. Michelle Presnell easily earned a fourth term in the General Assembly, but it wasn't a complete success for Western North Carolina Republicans. Haywood's beleaguered Republican tax collector got the boot. Meadows will now become a minority member of the U.S. House, and the election of Waynesville Democrat Joe Sam Queen played a crucial role in breaking the Republican supermajority in the North Carolina General Assembly.
Well, we can stop the stupid stuff.
Breaking that supermajority effectively gives Governor Roy Cooper his veto power back, which would have a dramatic effect in the Republican-controlled legislature. I'm Smoky Mountain News staff writer Corey Valancourt for BPR.